RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, everybody. It's Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It's Pomp and Joe without Pomp and Joe. I know Pomp's only here like 40% of the time anyway, but Joe Starkey is not here today. He'll actually be here later. Don't look at me. I don't make the schedules. You'd think that Joe Starkey, the guy who hosts Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., would, if he was going to work the day after Christmas, would work Friday, December 26th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., but he is not. I am here. I am Jack Hillgrove. Joe Starkey will be filling in for the PM team today. So if you came to 93.7 The Fan on the airwaves, on the YouTube stream, on the X stream, online, however you consume us on a daily basis, in hopes of hearing Joe Starkey and his illustrious takes, you're going to have to wait 4 hours because Joe is filling in for the guys this afternoon from 2 to 6. So you've got me from 10 until 2. Again, I hope you enjoyed the Christmas holiday. Hopefully it was filled with good food, good vibes, good family moments, all of the things above. Happy to be with you as we talk some Pittsburgh sports at 412-928-9370. Austin Bechtold is not here either. He is enjoying some Christmas time off. Logan Arblaster is filling in for City Limits. Logan, a Merry Christmas to you and yours. Hopefully you were able to enjoy the holiday the last couple of days. What's up, brother?
What's up, Jack? Merry Christmas to you and your family too, man. Yeah, it was great. Last year at this time, I was filling in for the Steelers game day producing, so I was at the station on Christmas, so it was nice. As much as I enjoyed it last year to be here, it was very enjoyable for me to have Christmas with my family, and we had our own Christmas back at our house, and then we went to my cousin's house as we always did, so it was a really nice time for us. Lots of great food. Really good day.
Nice, man. Yeah, I got to spend Christmas Eve with a bunch of my extended family. We've always been more of a Christmas Eve, do up Christmas Eve a little bit more than Christmas Day kind of family. So that's what it was yesterday. And then I got to spend the evening last night with my girlfriend's family. So it was a lot of fun. We've got a stack show for you today. Again, Joe and Bob are not here. Typically on Fridays, they have Ray Fittipaldo, Steelers beat writer for the Post-Gazette, join. Ray is as good of a guy as they come. I text Ray yesterday on Christmas. I say, Ray, Merry Christmas. I know those guys aren't in tomorrow, but will you come on with me? And he said, of course. So Ray will join us at 11:05. A lot to get into as far as the Steelers are concerned. TJ Watt is back to practice. He has been a limited participant. What does that mean for him potentially returning before the playoff run, if at all, whatever likelihood there is with that? Jalen Ramsey popped up yesterday with an illness and did not practice. How does that factor into his availability Sunday for the Pittsburgh Steelers in Cleveland? We'll get into all of that and more with Ray Fittipaldo at 11 o'clock. And in the next segment, we'll take calls at 412-928-9370. But of course, we're going to start and talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers and how funny the NFL is and how much can change on a week-to-week basis in the National Football League. And I think it's the most captivating sports league to watch and consume, not only because I think football is the most entertaining sport in the world, but how much parity surrounds the NFL and surrounds each game week in and week out. Another thing that I love so dearly about the NFL is how players and teams' fortunes can change in a matter of weeks. Like, you look at yesterday and the Detroit Lions playing the Minnesota Vikings. That offensive pass interference call a week ago, that was OPI, obviously, that ended the game and delivered the win for the Steelers. That play killed that team. Ripped the hearts out of those fans. I was there. Donnie Football was there. The rest of the Nasty Boys were in Motown for what was the best game we've seen on one of those trips, and I don't really think it's close. I'm not sure it'll ever be close ever again unless the Nasty Boys find a way to go to a Super Bowl.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I say that it killed how much it killed the Lions. So our one buddy forgot his coat, which was very annoying. I'm not going to name him and put him on blast, but our one buddy, we were walking out of the stadium and we got about halfway from where we were sitting to the exit. And he goes, "Oh crap, I forgot my coat." So he goes back to the seats, tries to look for his coat, wasn't there, ended up at guest services. We were all annoyed with him because we were sitting outside the stadium for like 20, 25 minutes waiting for him to come out. But that gave us time, or at least gave me time, to observe Lions fans as they made their way out of Ford Field. 90% of them looked like they just had a pet put down. Some of them were yelling and swearing, and you could tell that they were defeated. And then you watched the team play in Minnesota yesterday. They scored 10 points, and they lost to a team in Minnesota that had a quarterback that nobody had heard of. And the Vikings had 3 passing yards as a team. They're now eliminated from the playoffs. And that play and that game and that loss to the Steelers derailed their season. From a Steelers side of things, that's happened before. I go back to 2018. And now, granted, before this game, the Steelers had already had their 3-game losing streak that Mike Tomlin has had time in and time out. And that was culminated by a loss in that 3-game losing streak to the 2-10 Raiders. That's neither here nor there. But they were still in it. And I go back to that game in Week 17 in New Orleans, a game against Drew Brees and the Saints. And two moments that stuck out to me in that game that could be defined as season derailers for the Steelers and just completely suck all the momentum and all the hope and confidence out of that team. The phantom pass interference call on Joe Hayden. Now, granted, that was in the early portion of the game. I think that was maybe on the Saints' second or third possession. But that was one of the worst pass interference calls in the history of the NFL. Led to the Saints getting the ball on the 1 yard line and a touchdown. And then, of course, the play I think that everybody thinks about that game was Juju making a catch on first down for what I believe was a first down to try and get the Steelers back into field goal range to either tie it or, you know, you had a pretty darn good Ben Roethlisberger still, maybe even go down the field and win the game. Juju fumbles, Saints recover, they win 31-28. And from there, it was an uphill battle for the Steelers to get in the playoffs, just like it was for the 2025 Lions. As of right now, the Steelers have not had that moment yet. They have not had that season derailing moment that has sucked the life out of any playoff hopes. It could have been, and some of you might argue, and I can entertain this argument at 412-928-9370, that it was that game against Buffalo, booing Renegade, fire Mike Tomlin, all that stuff. To me, if it was going to be a season derailer, if they would have followed that Buffalo game up with a loss in Baltimore. And I think we were all in agreement that if Pittsburgh went down to Baltimore and lost, it would have been obviously a third one in a row. It would have dropped them under 500 and would probably have been the knockout punch to the 2025 season. That didn't happen. Maybe it was the following week on Monday night. Oh, it's the typical Mike Tomlin trap game. Here come the bad Dolphins and they never win in the cold, but Mike Tomlin will lay an egg. That didn't happen. And I was airing out all the concerns about the Dolphins heading into the game. Devon Achane, all that stuff, the way they run the football. Steelers took care of business. And of course, last week in Detroit, that didn't happen either. What does it all add up to? To me, it adds up to the Steelers are playing their best football of 2025. And the Steelers are getting hot at the right time. And I think there's something to be said for a team that's just playing kick-ass football in week 14, week 15, week 16, etc., like the Steelers are to this point in the regular season. And again, I'm one of the guys that was poking big-time holes in this team a few weeks ago. I understand that. But one of the things that I love about the NFL is how much, I said this at the beginning, how much a team's fortune can change from week to week. And right now, this team is firing on all cylinders. Defensively, a team that was historically dead in the water and didn't have a lick of a hope going into a game without TJ Watt being available. They're 2-0 without him. And at points without him, the defense looks like it hasn't skipped a beat. On the offensive side of the ball, I think Kenneth Gainwell's this team's MVP or could make a very legitimate case for being the Steelers team MVP. And a guy that the Steelers better bring back in the offseason. But that's a separate discussion. He and Jaylen Warren didn't have this one on my bingo card for 2025, but they look like one of the better running back tandems in the league, which had their best offensive performance less than a week ago in Detroit Lions. They weren't world beaters as far as run defense goes, but they were middle of the pack, respectable, and they've got talent up front with Aiden Hutchinson. Steelers won for 230 yards against Detroit on the road. And then the flip side of that, the Steelers run defense against the Lions. A Lions team with Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. And again, you know, not to play devil's advocate constantly in this first segment, but sitting there and being at that game, there were fans behind us, in front of us. You could hear it. Where's David Montgomery? Why aren't they doing this? I think the Lions schematically did a lot to help the Steelers out, but there's still something to be said for a team holding another team to just 15 yards on the ground. And that's what they did while the Lions were at home, playing indoors. I've griped about this, and I don't know why the Steelers' defense is built this way, but again, no coincidence. It was Derek Harmon's first game back. Run defense, for whatever reason, is elite with that rookie in the lineup. You know, I called the Steelers' defense at points ass backwards for being built that way. Why are they so heavily reliant on a rookie to be good in the run game? Now I've come to accept it because the run defense is elite with Harmon in the lineup and really bad without him. The splits are like something along the lines of, and again, I don't have any decibel points in here, but it's like 87 yards allowed per game with Derek Harmon in the lineup. To put that in perspective, that's at the top of the league with teams that are averaging that game in and game out. And then without Derek Harmon, it's like 160-some yards allowed per game on the ground. Here we go. Jacksonville's run defense this season is averaging 87.3 yards per game allowed. Denver's 89. The Steelers would be a top three run defense if that number stuck all season long and Derek Harmon was available all season long. If Derek Harmon wasn't available all season long, the Steelers are the worst run defense in football. It's 166, something like that. And Cincinnati's, again, the worst run defense in the NFL. They allow 156 yards a game. So with Harmon, the best, top three, worst. Without him, the worst. And it ain't close. And above all else, they finally have the quarterback play and the leadership at that position with Aaron Rodgers. During the three-game winning streak, Rodgers a 72% completion percentage, 774 yards, 4 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. It's his best football all season, and it's probably his best football since his MVP season in 2021. And above all else, the leadership that surrounds Aaron Rodgers and the fact that he has gotten everybody on that team to buy into what he's selling. I was telling Logan this in the back before we came in here to go on the air. I remember, and it made me spark this memory because of all the mic'd up moments that Aaron Rodgers had this past weekend and how funny some of them were and how much I think it showed his leadership capabilities and how the guys respond to Aaron Rodgers being their quarterback. I go back to a mic'd up moment last season in the regular season finale. And again, the Steelers had just completed the 4-game losing streak or whatever it was at the end of the regular season, and the win was definitely taken out of their sails. But Russell Wilson was mic'd up, and he was kind of walking around the field at the end of the game telling all the guys, and at one point in the clip, and I tried to find it for the life of me, I couldn't, stops Cam Hayward and says, "Let's go win the last four. We could do that. We could do that." And Cam just kind of was like, "Yeah, yeah, whatever. I know, yeah." And to me in that moment, and again, I understand that the Steelers season was all but over and a lot of led up to that point, a lot of negative. But nobody liked that guy. Nobody responded to a Russell Wilson leadership. Like, I got booed in MSG a couple of games ago when he showed up at a Knicks game. It is a complete 180 with Aaron Rodgers from a leadership standpoint. The season for the Steelers has been all over the place. It started at 4-1, and at that point, we were all praising Rodgers and the offense and Arthur Smith. Went from that to 6-6, fire Mike Tomlin, booing Renegade, to now a 3-game winning streak. And to now people that have platforms, like the guy who grinds his tail off, and I respect the living daylights out of, that hosts this show and during this time slot every day, Joe Starkey, saying that this team can make the Super Bowl. And it's now gotten to the point where the part-timer, yours truly, hopefully up-and-comer, that fills in for him when he takes time off over the holiday, kind of agrees with him. And part of me hates that I agree and hates that I think, yeah, you know what? This team might be able to come out of the AFC. And I tell myself, come on, Jack, you're smarter than that. I slap myself in the face, try to wake myself up because Mike Tomlin teams are atrocious in the playoffs. 66 or 70 something to nothing in the first quarter of the last like 5 playoff games. But that was against dominant Kansas City, dominant to a hell of a lot better Baltimore and Buffalo teams. The Chiefs are 6-10. They're not going to the postseason. The Ravens probably aren't going to the postseason. And the Bills look beatable now more than ever. The AFC's wide open, and it's for the taking. And they just have to do it once in the playoffs. And I know that that sounds kind of stupid because obviously they need to win a playoff game first to go on a run. But the Steelers' draw at potentially at the 4 seed isn't great. And I was doing some math. The Steelers could actually still get the 3 seed. And how they could do that is if they win out and the Jags lose out. because the tiebreaker to differentiate a playoff seeding, if head-to-head is not applicable, like it's not because the Steelers didn't play Jacksonville this season, it's conference record. If Jacksonville loses out, they'll be 8-4 in the AFC. If the Steelers win out, they'll be 9-3 in the AFC. Obviously, that's better, and the Steelers get the 3 seed over Jacksonville. But they've got Indy. Maybe Phil Rivers can make things interesting. But week 18 against the Titans, probably not. So the draw at the 4 seed ain't great. We know that. Houston, LA, Buffalo, three teams that I think that are all very capable of coming out of the AFC. And if they can get through one of those three teams, who else scares you? Denver with an unproven young quarterback? That defense is really good. But this season, the Denver Broncos are -5 in turnover margin. I think that's a big deal. New England, who I believe in a lot more than Denver, with Drake May, but again, young, unproven quarterback, who you already beat once. Jacksonville, rookie head coach. Trevor Lawrence is the most experienced between him, May, and Knicks in the playoffs. But a postseason setting with everything on the line, I'm taking Aaron Rodgers over anybody in the AFC that's not named Josh Allen. And unfortunately, the guy that I would take over Rodgers, the only guy in the AFC I would take over Rodgers, is the guy that they're probably or potentially going to be matched up with in the first round. But if that's the matchup, and the Steelers and Mike Tomlin can somehow not only buck the trend of sucking in the first quarter of playoff games, and in playoff games in general, and more importantly, correct the mistakes from that abysmal, horrid regular season matchup at home with the Bills. If the AFC gets down to 4 teams and the Steelers are one of them, I am taking Aaron Rodgers over any of the other 3 quarterbacks that remain. And that's why when I hear people like Joe Starkey come on the air and say, I think this team can make the Super Bowl, that's what pulls me towards it. And it's like the devil and the angel on your shoulder. The angel, when I, again, somebody says Steelers making the Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers is here. Mike Tomlin coaching in playoff games is the other side of that equation.
Hey, we'll win the last 4, all right?
Is this it?
Let's go. We can do it. You know what I'm saying?
Play that one more time, Logan. Again, I talked about this earlier. This is Russell Wilson mic'd up at the end of the season versus what everybody saw from Aaron Rodgers this week.
Hey, we'll win the last 4, all right? Yeah. Look at me. Let's go. We can do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Translation, Cam Hayward, get this guy out of my face. I want to go take a shower and go home. That's a difference. It's a massive difference. And that's a giant reason why Aaron Rodgers is still a starting quarterback in the NFL and Russell Wilson's holding the clipboard for Jameis Winston and Jackson Dart. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. You can visit them at southhillskia.net. Not only are Joe and Pomp not here, but it's Friday. It's a football Friday. Donnie Football enjoying some time off, some well-deserved time off this holiday season. And Football Fridays with Greensburg's own Donnie Football are brought to you by Smale Kia, Route 30 in Greensburg. Coming up, in the spirit of Christmas and in the spirit of believing, at my girlfriend's sister's house last night, the Polar Express was on. That movie freaks me out. I actually don't like it. That might be a hot Christmas take. I'll entertain that thought too at 412-928-9370. But the theme of that Christmas movie is, do you believe? So with that and with the holiday season in mind, do you believe in the Pittsburgh Steelers? 412-928-9370. We'll take your calls next. Ray Fittipaldo your way at the top of the hour. Happy holiday season. I'm Jack Hillgrove filling in on the Pomp and Joe Show right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fam.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system,
It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.